I have been speaking, and maybe I'm going to be, well, now I'm going to be very brief. We have said it all. We have great people, and when I say people, I'll unpack that word into scientists, administrators, communicators, board members. We have all been very brilliant. And I can assure you that not many institutions have the courage to do what we have done over the past 5 days. Again, with my modest experience, there are very few institutions who can bring their scientists together in plenary sessions and openly discuss the very, very tough issues. There are very few institutions who can bring their scientists, their administrators together and talk about budgets, money. Very, very few. So for me, I think I am in an environment wherein I'm dealing with great minds. And I would like to express my appreciation to you all for giving me the opportunity as the Director General of Africa Rise to feel free and comfortable in such a situation. I repeat, we have great people at Africa Rise. I would like to thank Etienne. I think he's been very courageous. I can give you the assurance that there are a lot of challenges. We have not swept it under the carpet. And you can see, it's there. I've been here. We've listened to you. We've exchanged. We might not be happy about the outcome of certain of the discussions, but it's on the table. We have made a big stride. Africa Rise, it's one of the most resilient institutions, CGIAR Center. Maybe because we have the opportunity of being a CGIAR Center and also to be mandated by a council of ministers. We need to exploit these opportunities. Some of you, I'm sure, were shocked by the budget that we presented. But let me tell you something. You have to gain experience in some of these things to be able to solve the challenges that we meet. And that's why we presented it all. So take it in good faith. We're doing all we can at the management level to make sure that we get out of it. And obviously, we need your help. We have been able, if you remember when I started, I said I was expecting three things. Yesterday, we achieved one of the outcomes, the outputs. Today, we have achieved the remaining two. And I'd just like to remind you, a better understanding of the mechanisms for effective project management. We understand things better. We've discussed, we've exchanged, we understand it better. We also have an improved understanding of cooperative approaches between scientists and the corporate services. Quite interesting. We've been open, we've discussed. We are all working to achieve the same goals. And I think the last slide showed that. Now, the outcomes. How do we use the improved understanding or the better understanding of all of these issues to move on. We're going to continue working on this. You have all the information. It's not the end of the story. It's a learning process. And what I will be hoping for in the next year, because we're going to come back 1 year after, next year we should be talking about increased revenue. Next year we should be seeing at least a balanced budget. Next year we should be talking about half of our scientists, at least half of our scientists who are running projects. Next year we should be talking about more than one big project, not TAC, but several other projects. Next year we should be talking about excellence in science improved. With this, I would like to thank you all and rendezvous for next year. The work begins. Thank you.